This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizers Report, Lot Tenders. Recently in a meeting of Acorn organizers from Canada and the United States, our solidarity guests were two organizers we'd worked with throughout the year, including a month of training for one in Toronto. They had been applying the Acorn organizing model to build something called the Philadelphia Lot Tenders Union. Talking to them on Wade's World, they shared their progress, but first, let's set the scene. Philly is a big city. Over the last almost 50 years that we've organized there, housing abandonment has been a consistent issue. In the 1980s, Philly was the lead city in Acorn's squatting campaign when we were trying to match people who needed housing with houses that needed people. The Squatters documentary, produced and directed by Charles Koppelman, tells that story well. Sometimes Acorn squatters would crowbar the door open and find the inside looking like a family just went out to the grocery store or for an errand a minute ago. Other times they'd be stripped of mantles, copper wiring, and whatever. The Acorn Housing Corporation and our national loan counseling work and actions on banks to enforce the Community Reinvestment Act all started in Philadelphia. Vacant houses, if not occupied, deteriorate after they become city property and are abandoned, creating empty lots. Ryan Gittler Munez and Amy Gossigan, the organizers, estimate that there are now 40,000 such lots in Philadelphia. They came to understand the situation through direct experience over recent years building Iglesias Garden in North Philly. I originally met them when visiting the garden several years ago. They'd been through the struggle with the city to piece together a number of lots and push back developers trying to gentrify the area in order to win title to the land. They felt their experience was not unique. Where these vacant lots existed, many had been repurposed and maintained by immediate neighbors or people living on the block as green space, playgrounds, and gardens. Amy and Brian from their surveys estimate that perhaps this may be the case in 14,000 of the 40,000 lots. The task would then be to organize these neighbors to be able to win control and ownership of these lots next door, so to speak, and that became the mission behind building a Philadelphia Lot Tenders Union. Working with Acorn, training in Canada, reading Nuts and Bolts, they've been at work applying the Acorn model to building the North Philly chapter of the Lot Tenders Union. They've had their first organizing committee meeting and have a launch meeting planned in coming weeks. They've signed up 30 or so members now and who are paying dues to support the union. The train has left the station. Obviously, the point of their organization is also building the campaign to force the city agency that controls the lots to initiate and implement the process that would turn over control and ownership of these lots to the community. This is a real issue in Philadelphia. It's not the only city facing this dilemma, so it's worth following the organizing progress to see if this might be part of the solution. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.